Michelle Schaefer, one of the workshops just complete. You have several options, but it's very early in the stage, isn't it?
It's very early in the stages. We need to look at what the options are. Next, the next workshop we have, we're going to look at the financial impact of it. But I think what the board is doing in this third phase is really getting all the information, putting it together, and really our goal is to place the district in a good position moving forward long into the future.
Now, it looks like six rough draft options at this point, and all of them involve some expense, whether it's maintenance or new construction. Some of them propose closing some schools. Some of them propose adding on to what you have. But one of the comments that came out in your discussion is you're really looking at how things are taught these days in the curriculum and what you're going to need in the future, aren't you?
Right. I mean, education is moving away from the way we went to school, sitting behind a desk, listening to a teacher talk and deliver instruction. Our children are more fluid. There's small groups, large groups. So the way instruction is delivered has changed significantly. And I would even say, you know, as we move forward 10 years, it's going to even look different than it is now.
And technology is a big part of that.
Absolutely.
As you look at the possibilities of closing schools, we know that's a sensitive issue with a lot of the people that live out in those neighborhoods, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. Whether we look at redrawing boundaries or closing schools, and that's why we would not move forward with any of those things without community engagement, without talking to our stakeholders, our community, our administrators, everybody involved.
What's next as far as the board's decision-making? Are you going to go through the next workshop before you even look at maybe which options to narrow down?
It's my understanding that we're going to go through these four workshops. We're going to educate ourselves. We're going to learn about it. And then we will be in a better position to make a decision.
Looks like there's a couple of the older schools that might be good candidates to close, though, doesn't it?
You know, I think it's too early to say that now. I think that it is really important for us as a board to look at our facilities and look at the costs involved and what are our needs going into the future.